Alrighty then, it is time for some Tiny Table 3, the podcast where we talk about things that we feel like talking about because we don't care about you guys.
Like pant squirrels.
Just kidding. It's a podcast where we talk about all the nerdy things that we love and hope that you love them too and would love to hear all about your thoughts in comments and other things. So if you have a thought, share it with us. Anywho, today we're talking about our naked wrestling topic is about why are games so long?
Because they're pant squirrels.
They're not going to get that all the way until the end.
Now they want to listen to the end.
Now, oh great, you made me laugh cough.
I like to apologize to everyone in advance for that.
And basically we get on a long tangent about the different games that we like, both long and short games that we enjoy and might play too long or have just played too long because of their style.
But just remember, it doesn't matter the size of the game.
It's
but
what
how you
do.
Play it. Yeah,
there you go. Our weekly wrap up is about Zoolander 2, Deadpool, and a little Captain Phasma information. The right game has taken the day off because Dax was feeling tired.
January sucks.
Nerd Mixtape is about Lake Street Dive
and Haley Reinhardt.
And your mediocre advice from a decent human being is about guy brain versus girl brain, and it's a good one. If I do say so myself.
Yes.
And then
it's
we have
mediocre.
And then we have our final words, and then Dick Butt makes his return. So
Dick Butt always makes it.
So I'm Cloud City. I'm at geek_is_in.
And this is Small Stack. I'm at Small Stack, which is my Twitter handle. And you can find me also at tinytable3.com and Instagram, smallstack_tt3.
Yeah. And this is Milo. I'm at Milito's Guitar on Twitter, or maybe at next Comic-Con in a dick butt costume. We'll see.
Together we're Tiny Table 3. You can find us on tinytable3.com, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, all the things. Just look for us, SoundCloud, iTunes, whatever, however you're listening to us. Thank you for listening. For all of you who have been, we've had like a pretty good success, and you know, share it out with people who you think might be interested. We'd love to see some of these.
Oh yeah,
more. We'd like to just have more listeners so we can chat more and hopefully hear from more of you.
Yeah, thank you guys. We broke the top 10 again on here this last week.
Woohoo!
Heart this.
Because we heart this.
Hear this.
I know, but we always said it wrong.
I keep on thinking of, you said pant squirrel, and I keep on thinking of squirrel pants.
Squirrel pants?
You know, like a squirrel in pants.
That
tiny.
Sounds
you
like
know
the
what's
dirty
so cute?
Squirrel.
What's so cute
dirty
is
babe, in pants.
Baby goats in pajamas. Chrissy showed me that.
That is the cutest thing.
And I just like, I can't ever stop thinking
and
about
when
it.
When I don't
so
have
cute.
A squirrel, I'll put a baby goat with pajamas in my pants.
That'll be cute. They'll kick your nuts,
and I'll,
man.
Be like, I'll be like, I like to apologize for all the cuteness.
All right. When you get to the end of this podcast, you'll understand what the fuck he's talking about. Let's get this started. Let's do this shit.
Let's do it.
Yeah, pants.
With squirrels.
Dick butt. That's why he produces all of this, man.
That's true.
We just sit here and like wipe dingleberries off of our asses.
Yeah.
Well, Kurt sets up the whole freaking thing.
To be fair, he did tell me to re-record everything.
And it sounded really good.
Sounded
I even commented.
Better. I was like,
you know what sucks about that is that now everything else sounds good and my old vocals sound like shit. I'm like, man, I gotta make the vocals sound good.
That's fine, though.
See, when everything else sounded like shit, the vocals were fine.
You were like, I sound awesome. You all blow.
For some reason, our guitars weren't like.
Yeah, they were. They all sound like.
Yeah, it was weird.
They sound like we all came in like different years and recorded. It didn't sound right.
Well, and for anybody out there listening, Kurt is awesome, or Stacks, however you know him at this point, but at recording stuff, because you actually were able to record me. And
how did that work out,
dude? He loved it. He was sweet. Like, that's you, like he had no. And I was like, well, he didn't, I mean, he fixed it a little bit.
I didn't auto-tune it or anything.
No, it's not auto-tuned.
It's the real deal, yeah.
And he was just like, dude, it's awesome. Do another one. Like, immediately was like, you guys need to do another one. And so maybe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I will say that he was more interested in the guitar at first.
Oh, he did comment.
That was funny.
These microphones record guitars really nice.
He did comment that a guitar sounded really great, and then he asked me, he's like, wait a minute, did you do that? Because he thought maybe I had secretly like learned how to like play it. I was like, fuck no, dude, sounds good, you idiot. No.
Okay, so Tiny Table 3.
We're here.
We are here.
We made it. We made it.
We made it to...
January's been rough, man.
Dude, it's been like the worst.
I know.
It's been all right.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst month.
Everybody's
ever
dead.
Everybody's dead. I have rats true. And spiders.
I'm unemployed.
Like, fuck January, man.
I can't hang up a calendar because there's too many titties. That's my worst problem right now. I mean,
it's a pretty good
That's not a problem. That's a.
I just got too many titties.
You just got so many titties in your face.
I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is like.
That's your age problem.
My dad was all like, hey, something Motorboat. Came for you. And I was all like, in the mail? And he's like, yeah, because I don't get stuff. Like, unless I order something, I don't get anything. except for the RSVP to my friend's wedding. But I went to grab it. And I forgot about it because I ordered it a long time ago, but because I funded it and it came from England, it took like 4 weeks to get to our house. So I funded it and like I even tweeted at the person. I was like, hey, I haven't got the calendar. I just want to know like what's the ETA because I know I'm in the U.S. and you're in England.
He is out there. Don't know what he's talking about. He got he crowdfunded a titty poster.
Yeah.
Essentially.
No,
it's a calendar with boobies.
Well, it's not,
it's a boobie
it's not
calendar.
That bad. It's like three pictures, but it's... It's Alex Simwise's calendar that was funded through Kickstarter, and she has a website that if you go on her, she's at Simwise. If you go on her Twitter, she has a link to her store, a bunch of stuff. But like, I forgot about it, and I was like, oh, and then like, I was gonna open it, and then I was like, oh, I remember what this is now. Like, it said, you know, had the Queen of England on the stamp.
Yeah,
nice. It's like, oh, I remember what this is. So I opened it in my room because I was like, I don't want any surprises, you know.
And you got some.
And I got some, but you know, I even
you
was
got a
like,
few pairs of surprises.
But the truth was, like, I kickstarted because I wanted to kickstart something and supply somebody with, you know, trying to make something
Dude,
happen.
I kickstarted Secret Hitler. There's no titties in that. You're a weirdo. I actually just ordered.
Titties are the best thing to crowdfund.
We
do it all the time at strip clubs.
It hasn't. That's true.
No,
it's
no.
Long
no,
as
no.
It's too soon.
Too soon to make Hitler jokes.
I actually ordered something that's going to be coming in, and I was like, man, do I send it to my parents' house? But it feels better to send it to like my parents' home than to like apartments that I live in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I send it to my parents' house. It's you guys. It's a Star Wars unofficial Star Wars Kama Sutra book with like action, but it's action figures.
Oh,
it's
my God. Really?
Hysterical. If you can look at it on Amazon.com and actually see some of the images,
oh
and it'll
God.
Be like the Chewie action figure like this over an R2-D2 action
oh
figure.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. The cover
You're
is
a sick person.
The cover is two AT-ATs. I like to piss my mom off. The covers
AT-AT Walker.
Two of them like doggy style, dude. It's
that
so
is,
funny.
Oh my god!
But it's like the action
that
figures.
Would make my Instagram just blow up.
Like seriously,
I actually get followers taking pictures of that stuff.
Wait, you have an Instagram? Why the two Instagrams? Can you not?
No, I started one for Small Stack.
Okay, so
my
you
other one's like my lame. It's my personal stuff.
That's I don't have an extra one.
What's for Tiny Table?
I'm just private Instagram. All over the place. Yeah, I mean, even when I say Tiny Table 3, it's private.
Stupid. All right, we should get started.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah,
show.
We wasted 6 minutes
naked
already.
Wrestling. Milo already took his pants off. This is weird. Put your pants back on.
I take my pants off for a lot of occasions. Just ones that do not include children. No pants off around children.
Yeah, good call.
That's a cardinal rule.
You sicko.
Hey, I know some people out there that don't follow that rule, and they're in jail.
That's true.
Anyway,
and happy life.
So we're talking games today. Talking games.
All right.
What's
what are
the
we
exact
what are we talking
Why
about?
Games so low. No, I think the question is two things really. What is the longest game you've ever played? Mm-hmm. And we're talking, doesn't matter, it could be it can be video game, it could be board game, it could be RPG, it could be strategy, and whether or not you prefer a quickie or a longie.
Look, man, you just got to have a little bit of variety in your life. I don't know about...
I know how to frame these questions, by the way. This is a skill.
Quickie or a longie?
Yeah.
Quickie sounded dirty, longie just sounded weird.
Nope. My mind's just thinking about other things. I don't even know what the question was anymore.
So what's the longest game I've ever played?
How long is your schlong? That's all my head is. Like, my head is just now, you fucked with my brain.
Let me reframe the question.
Yeah. No, you're not going to. My head's already there. All right. Go.
I'm still kind of thinking about that one. Because that one's...
All right. I know.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. The longest game I've played is still currently running is Dungeons & Dragons. A full RPG that has now been being played out, I think, I want to say since the summer. And we try to play at least twice a month. During the holidays was a little rough, but the campaign still is going.
Yeah, I think Dungeons & Dragons is a natural fit for the long run. Although I know people that can't do it. They play it for a bit and then it just falls apart pretty quickly.
Well, normally it has.
So it ends up being only like an hour's or, you know.
Yeah, normally it has. And when I was younger, it never really lasted because you have to have a full committed group in order for it to happen.
You do.
But then it's so exciting when you do have that group and you get to these like great storylines or these great, not even like maybe the whole night wasn't necessarily like your best ever, but there was like a moment that just kind of really seals the deal as like friends that like you guys kind of know this like area. And this is a group that I game with isn't people that I see outside of this game besides one of them who I work with. So it's really fun to like have these like I see them in passing now because we're all kind of like related to the geek universe, but it's just kind of fun to have that. But yeah, it would be that, or it would be fucking Risk or Monopoly Man outside of those as far as board games go.
I think everyone's had like the...
Has anybody actually ever finished a Monopoly game?
That's the question. Yeah.
Dude, if you play the right way, that fucking game ends quick.
I haven't finished one in a long time. Mostly because you get tired of it.
You get bored.
After about 6 hours, you're like, okay.
Play with
and when somebody starts dominating,
rules.
You're like, fuck this game. Like,
yeah. Well, are we talking about like when we're talking about games that... I mean, I'm not counting MMOs because those don't end.
Well, right? I mean, well, technically, you can. I mean, you kind of put them in their own category, just like Dungeons and Dragons, like World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I mean,
hours,
that was a solid
forever.
6 years
of my life.
Yeah,
because so, I'm gonna say
it never ends. You're developing like Dungeons and Dragons. You're developing a character.
Well, with World of Warcraft, sometimes you're developing multiple characters, so it's even worse. The hours that you can spend on that thing, and you don't require anybody to come and. It's weird. You don't require people to actually come to your like house and sit down with you, but it's like still you're requiring like a guild to like to put this time in, and they'll put like 3 hours a day into it, but you can't sit down for like tabletop gaming.
Three
for a
hours is being just underballing it a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, so many people have lost jobs and kicked out of school, and
I started failing two classes.
Because I think...
In college, it was bad.
I think Star Wars Galaxies...
I needed
Galaxies,
that degree, so I quit the game.
Star Wars Galaxies Good would call. take it as the longest game I ever played that doesn't have an end goal. But in terms of end goal, the longest games that I've ever sat in one sitting and played is Magic the Gathering.
Really?
Because those have gone from like 7 to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I could see that.
We do play Magic for quite a while.
Because we play with like 6 people.
Takes a long time
and
to
sometimes
take out.
There's games where people are like, I can't, I'm out. Like, they leave because it's just too, like, they know there's no end in sight.
Well, back in the day, I mean, we used to do, we'd have LAN parties, you know?
Yeah, we did that too.
And all night long, you get, like, Counter-Strike going on.
I loved Counter-Strike.
We did Halo.
Tons of caffeine. You guys ever played Day Defeat, the World War II mod for Counter-Strike?
God, no.
That was so much fun. But yeah, all night long, you'd start at like, you know, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're watching the sun come up. You're just going for it. Easy. Yeah.
I used to go to
Delta Force personally.
I can see that. Same thing. Yeah.
I went to cyber cafes to play Counter-Strike, so I never stayed forever, but it was still at least like 4 hours and you were playing with the people in there because Counter-Strike was just kind of like this thing for a while that like...
It's still
thing.
We'd be at cyber cafes and everybody would be synced up to play. Like that's what we all wanted to play.
Yeah. So my brother used to build a dedicated server in his apartment and everyone would bring over their desktops and everybody would be in different rooms. And you get you go buy a couple packs of cigarettes, you know, a few six packs, and
that's awesome.
And a bunch of Doritos, and just everybody yelling at each other from room to room, and that was a great time.
We did that with Halo with the split screens, and you'd have one group of four in one room, one group of four in the other room, so you couldn't see each other, but the teams could kind of, you know, collaborate a little bit stronger. That was good times.
Yeah, that was when Xbox ran on LAN because Xbox Live wasn't really a thing.
Yep.
100%.
I loved playing.
We used to do
Halo
that for
then.
Hours.
So fun. Well, I think I mentioned this before. The first game I ever stayed up all night playing was Command and Conquer. RTS, yeah.
Oh,
all
man.
Night long.
That's a reference.
I know. Look, I'm old. I'm sorry.
Hey, I played Command and Conquer too, but
I don't even like real-time strategy anymore. I like turn-based, but I don't like real-time strategy. It stresses me out. I'm too old for that shit.
No, it's actually, you know what? It is stressful. It's actually
I like Civilization. I like XCOM, you know. I like make
Civilization.
And take my time.
You know, actually, Mass Effect took up a good portion of my life.
That's a good long
game.
And
it's not even like, in terms of the one story that you play, but then you're like, okay, now I got to go back and make all these other choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I ran like, I have 20 characters. No.
Wow.
More than that, probably, but I have at least 20 that have full
on
stories.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
He doesn't. Well, I was that way with freaking Oblivion.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a solid, 300 hours.
Yeah.
Solid. I feel like
crazy about those.
I feel like that one and, Dragon Age, I've heard a lot of people just dedicating Skyrim.
Dragon Age is short.
And Oblivion, same.
Dragon
same
Age is short. If you go through the main storyline, Dragon Age is short.
Because someone, I was at work, I had this discussion with long games. I mentioned this, and someone said Fallout 3. And I'm like, maybe
Fallout 3 drags, but it's not long.
Well, it's not. If you do the main story, and the same thing with Fallout 4, you'd be done pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
But it's all the other stuff that gets you bogged down.
No, you just want to sit there and build shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, with Oblivion, I played that for months and I didn't get anywhere. I got to start playing and be like, hey, there's a cave over here. I'd get in the cave, and then 12 hours later, I'm like, shit, that cave was interesting. It just, you know, and then I think literally 5 months later, I'm like, you know, I should probably do the main story. And then I finished that in 2 days.
You guys, I'm still playing that fucking kittens game I told you guys about. It's called Kittens Game by Blood Riser, by the way, if you want to look for it. And all it is fucking
awesome.
Pushing
the
buttons,
other,
but they know how to write now.
The other
they know
games,
how to write.
The other games
I parchment.
Play, I play a lot, was smart. Guitar Hero. Pre-Guitar, Metallica,
dude,
Guitar Hero,
long-
Metallica prior to that. I was like a freaking crack
Dude,
addict with Guitar Hero.
He was so good at it. It was scary.
I used to play behind my back. That's how good I was. Me and
Dude,
my...
remember when we did Rock Band Beatles for I don't even know
so
how
good.
Long.
We ran through that whole thing in one day.
That's awesome.
And we were
man.
Like, and
that was good. I have to admit, that was good.
Oh, it was so much fun.
It took you through the decades.
Yeah.
I loved that
one. That
one
was set up really well. But Guitar Hero, well, when Jeff was here, we talked about how we would set up in his garage and have a studio.
Guitar Hero band. Rock Band.
But me and Jeff got so good, when they introduced the battles and stuff, it was pretty competitive, and then we'd play behind our backs and fucking we would the worst thing was though with Guitar Hero, because we played for so many hours that when people would have their Guitar Hero parties, would be like, oh, we're gonna fucking show up and be the best, we're gonna be the coolest people in that party, but nobody really fucking cares. You can play Guitar Hero really well.
That's impressive.
And
that's some dedication
again. 20 characters.
What about the short games? Is there a game that you just felt like did
you know I like party games, so
Pie in the face.
Pie in the face.
That's the shortest game ever. Pie in the face.
That is the shortest game ever.
Yep.
Spin the dial.
Dude,
turn the dial.
It's got. It's like it's doing so well.
It's like a hit, man.
It's so. Yeah, it's such a hit. But it's freaking hilarious.
It is pretty funny. It's got limited replay value, but after a few drinks and you get your friends in there,
yeah,
and it's pretty damn great. Well, obviously, party games have to be pretty quick because you have to keep attention of everybody.
Yeah.
And I like the Jackbox games on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live, Fibbage.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I never played these. What are these? Is this a collection of
short
games?
Is that the
games?
One where we did with the phones?
Yeah, it's fun. You can get you fire it up on your PlayStation, and everybody on their tablet or phone plays along. You log in on your phone, and they ask you questions like, you basically, they put up a phrase and you make up a question and everyone makes up a lie and puts it in. And then the person who's up tries to guess like the truth, essentially.
Oh, and then I like
when,
games
you,
like that.
When you fool people, you get points.
Oh.
So like, someone mm-hmm. if people guess that's the right answer and you with your lie, you gain points and it happens immediately. You see it real time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty great.
We should do that again. That was fun.
That's a fun one. That's a fun
That's cool. Yeah.
It also has a drawing game, which is hilarious.
Oh, I love, dude, telestrations.
It makes everybody like you when you start the game, you have to draw a picture of yourself and you're doing it on your phone.
So it's real good.
It's so bad. That's the funniest part of the game. Yeah. Yeah. But it's that really rapid pace.
The next time we do it, I'm drawing dick butt. I'm gonna do that.
I'm still on that from you.
You know what game is short, but I play it for way too long, is actually Hearthstone. Like, each game is really short.
I hate that stupid
dude. I
game.
Love that I, game. I love
get
it.
Friends, I have friends that love it.
I love it. It's so
Can't
much
get
fun.
Into it. Can't get into it,
dude.
At all.
It's so good. But like, it's short card games, and each battle is pretty quick. But man, can I sit there forever
Star Wars,
and just do battle after battle?
Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, because you can even hit auto and it'll play the game for you.
That is so lazy.
Well, I mean, Battlefront is really short.
Yeah.
I mean, it has an
element. You turn it on, you win.
Guys, is there a game in Battlefront? You know,
Not really.
Yeah,
it's just matches.
I'm with you.
Pretty it was,
it's pretty,
I got
it
over
is,
it.
It's boring.
Yeah,
it's real repetitive. But I mean, it's that kind of fast action.
I was so excited for it, too.
Yeah, I was hoping that it had some type of lengthy adventure mode or something, and it's not.
It's like
Rocksmith,
four training
Rocksmith
things.
Rocksmith is
and
probably
done.
The shortest game I have.
What's that?
Rocksmith.
Rocksmith is fun.
So I'd say that's
okay. So let's go quick around the table. Your favorite long game and your favorite quickie.
Favorite long one probably be just in general Mass Effect because of how many times I ran through it, and every time I ran through it was a little different. So technically, it is long because of that. Short. I said Magic the Gathering for long too, but if you play 2-person rounds, that ends in like 5 seconds. Since I invested so much money in that, I'm gonna say that's my favorite short game.
It's really fun when it's dual and it's quick. Long for me is definitely the D&D or really any role playing game that has like the ability to have that overarching campaign go for a very long time. And for short, I would say my favorite is Hearthstone, even though I end up playing it way too long.
I haven't tried it yet, and I've had many people tell me to.
I'm not excited.
You know, at the risk of
nothing.
You know,
makes
I would
happy.
I would still any D20 paper and pen.
Yeah,
because it's so great playing Cthulhu, and I love it. I can't
Cthulhu's
wait to get back
fun.
Into it.
So
yeah.
fun!
Just the story that's like a whole universe with backstory, so rich. If I had to pick another long one, though, I like the Witcher games a lot, and Witcher 3 is so huge. And
they're a lot.
Yes,
they're.
Well, I lost my progress, and then I'm all like, I guess I'm not playing this anymore. And now I'm like 12 hours in. Like, gotta get all my progress.
It's wonderfully huge. But all those games are like that. Even the early one was really really long. Just tons of lore and places to explore.
I'm gonna tie Grand Theft Auto with my longest, actually.
Oh damn, I forgot about the Grand Theft Auto series.
Because I just go back to it when I've had
I haven't
day.
Titties.
Five is so much fun, but like.
Those
I like it
really
because
fun.
you're like, man,
game.
I had a
I
tough
hate
day.
It, but it's a fun game.
You're like, Four I had a tough great. Day. I'm going to go for a drive, but you don't actually get in your car. And then you're all like, and now I'm going to get down and unload my machine gun. And then you just go ape shit on everybody and nobody gets hurt because it's fake.
Short game. God, that's a tough one. Pie in the face.
It was really fun, though.
I was going to say Munchkin, but is that really short?
Depends. Yeah, it can be
I've
longer.
Actually never played Munchkin, and I own one. I own the Adventure Time Munchkin. I've never played it.
It's great. It's pretty straightforward. But I would say Fibbage is my favorite for a short game, short party game.
That one's
it's
fast
really
and
quick
it was fun
and super funny. If I wasn't gonna pick that, I would pick Catchphrase.
Oh man, I love Catchphrase.
You can't go wrong with Catchphrase.
You cannot.
It is so much funnier than you think it's gonna be.
It always is.
Oh my god.
What were we playing?
Star Wars.
Star Wars Catch. Oh, yeah. The Millennium Falcon one that they just recently released with the movies.
That.
dude.
We played it on like Jedi Master, and it was like really obscure Star Wars references that even I couldn't get.
Oh,
and
that's then, really cool.
Like, yeah, we were playing in a cabin filled with like half Star Wars fans.
Like Milo and I are really the only Star Wars fan, and that's Milo knows the world better than I do, and knows like actual phrases and where people are at and stuff. So
you know, we had that when we went to DC. We just ended up in this one bar that was supposed to be a gaming bar, and it was not. They had like a couple Mario stickers on the wall. It
you're was, like
and like
fuck?
A broken Wii on the shelf. But they had catchphrase, and we had a few drinks and we grabbed catchphrase, and it was the best evening. We were just dying.
What if when you so what if when
I
you
love
left
catchphrase
like
so
right
fun.
When you leave Mario and Luigi and Koopa walk in, dude, and they're all like, it's been dude, a rough day, not, get those stickers off the wall.
I'm not kidding, you walked in, it was like the saddest, like the it was like a grumpy bartender, you know, half drunk behind the counter, you know, like, yeah, we want a game, you know, like, yeah, catchphrase back there. It was
also DC, man.
And I'm not kidding, it was, I'm not, and when I say there was like a Mario sticker on the wall, that's exactly what it was, like a couple
dude, have you guys been to Chuck E. Cheese recently?
No, you're not allowed in without a child.
I know, so you borrow a child. This is a
that's
thing.
Called you kidnapping.
In, you have to have a kid to get
you
in.
You have to have a kid to get in.
They changed the rule. It's bullshit.
That's okay. I don't want to go in there, but that's,
no, they it's have a fun.
One token per game, okay? So it's pretty awesome now.
Wow.
Because that's not a lot of arcades.
No.
And they still have Jurassic Park games and stuff, okay?
And I went, and we got in with one child, like, so a friend, like...
You
a,
just need a child.
You just need this a child. Correct. Yeah, you just need a child in your group that, like, hopefully the parent of that child is there. We didn't kidnap, it was a parent of a child. But we were like, we're with them! And they were like, yeah, they're with us! So there was a kid there, and we went for, there was, like... five adults and one child. That's and awesome. We went because we went because we wanted to have the $5.99 buffet there, which was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie,
the food and, got better.
Yeah, dude, the food was good. But I but the reason I bring it up is because you were talking about the like the characters and how sad the bar was. Dude, they have a Chuck E. Cheese guy, and he comes out, and during the lunchtime I think they go with like their D game Chuck E. Cheese man, who's like semi dancing but not really trying. So they're doing this thing where it's just
like
kind of like
new Chuck E. Cheese
high five
guy?
Yourself high five yourself, and he's like, he can't even like keep time with it because he's so like fuck my life that he just like claps for every like five times it says that. He's like, yeah, yeah. And like you can just wow. tell that that guy or girl is in there going like, I hate everything about life right now,
because he's getting paid $8.25 an hour.
Yeah, but there was like, it's lunchtime, there was seriously like five kids in the whole damn place.
But is he like the new Chuck E. Cheese? Or like
yeah,
the classic Chuck E.
No,
Cheese.
And so the new Chuck E. Cheese is like a podcaster because they don't have the full band. He's like in a little radio booth.
Oh, they updated it.
And so there's
like
movies.
DJ,
There's movies to the rest of the crew that
no.
come in and play.
Yeah, like the really
yeah, it's not
janky,
the janky yeah, no
animatronic.
Where one has a banjo and he's like,
yeah, yeah, no, they don't do it anymore. It's just Chucky's an animatronic.
No one will understand the Goofy movie now.
I don't.
No
totally.
Kid will understand.
No, but it's so true.
I've found people frown on you trying to convince their child to go with you to Chuck E. Cheese. So I don't do that. But
it was a really fun lunch hour. I'm
apparently
just
Chuck E. Cheese is where it's at.
I played the basketball game and skee ball. I had a great time, and then I got this like little pink bracelet.
They
like,
shut down Nickel
so cool.
Nickel, so now there's nothing left for us adults.
Did they shut down Nickel Nickel?
They did.
The one up on Edinger?
Gone. Yeah. It's a Walmart now, or something like that.
Really?
Dude, I always liked going to the back where Frogger is free.
By the one in Huntington Beach.
Oh no!
Oh,
not
the
Huntington
Beach.
The one in Huntington Beach is still there.
Oh, we should check that out next time. $5 took me for like ever to get rid of.
Yeah.
I love Nickel Nickel.
Oh hell yeah! Okay, so let's all right. Let's move on.
Amen. Why is this Amen. Naked wrestling so long?
Okay. Anyway, so weekly wrap up. It's going to be a. At least February is looking better than January. At least,
yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm positive.
We'll
about,
see.
Feeling
it's
good
just
about
started,
February.
Guys. I'm just gonna start with Zoolander.
Dude.
That was funny.
You see the latest trailer?
I don't think I've seen the latest trailer.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Good. You're not.
But
gonna
I love the Zoolander trailer so far.
I rewatched the film this weekend just to get myself all psyched up for it.
Orange mocha frappuccino. That's what I like to tell
it.
People when
they're doing
fans
a good out. Job marketing this one. Like if it's beauty commercials.
Oh my gosh, the like, have you seen the billboard where they're selfieing each other?
Yes.
Like they're like cross selfie'd. Ugh,
blue
love
steel.
It. Kristen Wiig too. Man, does she look like she has a lot of plastic surgery. And she kind of looks like Miley Cyrus in those billboards.
The,
and it cracks
that's
me
the
up.
That's the trailer we saw. Yeah, it's pretty good.
God, it's so funny.
It's good.
Yeah.
Does it make reference to that? I haven't seen the trailer
yet. Yes,
it
does.
Oh, I can't.
You have to watch it.
I have
you
to
watch,
watch
it.
It.
It's great. It's... I'm probably more excited. You know, obviously Zoolander is not like high art, you know, and it's not even like
it's fucking genius
it's
in how lowbrow it is.
It is. It's a really warm and fuzzy film. I mean, you can't be unhappy watching that movie. Yeah. You can't.
By the way, if you forward slash Giphy warm and fuzzy to anything that allows that to happen, sometimes you get girls who are like shaking their butts or like. taking off their clothes. I tried it the other day. I sent it to Chris Willett at work and it kind of scared me. Anyway,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Sorry.
That's
warm
weird.
And fuzzy. It just reminded me.
That's weird.
Anyways, back to Zoolander.
But Zoolander, it looks that the
Everybody's
new trailer looks
it.
Funny.
Everybody's freaking in that movie.
It just looks like
David Bowie's in that.
He's in the movie?
Well, he's in the first one.
Yeah, in the first one. Yeah.
He's in this one too, though?
No.
No.
Oh.
But he was so great when he's like,
I believed you for a second.
I'll do it. And he gets up there. Yeah,
and they're all excited. It's a great viral marketing that they're doing. So I'm excited
the way
for
they
it.
Announced it was even, genius.
Well, oh, yeah. Is, the actual,
at an
like
actual fashion show. Oh, it was genius.
I liked Anchorman 2, which everyone thought was dumb. I still enjoyed it. Even
I
though
enjoyed
it, was,
it. It was not Anchorman. By any stretch of the imagination, did
the
it
thing
hold...
Was,
up
they
to
were all
Anchorman.
Like, they were all like, we can't do that, so let's just make it so stupid it's funny. And I think that's
I
what they
it was
did.
Funny.
And Zoolander 2 seems kind of like they're going that same way, where they're like, let's make it so much more ridiculous than the original one, because with all these new characters and stuff,
yeah,
it's like the Penelope yeah. Cruz character, like that whole thing is
yeah.
ridiculous.
But I'm sorry, you know, and I have to say this because I was, you know what, I talked a little trash about Mila Jovovich last time.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it back. She nails the parts that she plays.
She does.
You know, I just have to just leave her alone. So she isn't all that freaking smart when she does panels, but man,
but
she
is good
Zoolander,
at doing what
she
she's
is
doing.
Fucking genius in Zoolander.
Well,
she lives that character.
She's great as Lelou. She's great
as
Alice.
Awesome.
Like
yep,
she's
awesome
she's
as Lelou.
A spot on person.
I apologize.
Roles.
I was wrong. I'm just
you know what
go
though, but you were
ta-
you were
nerds
talking about
apologize.
You were talking about her at panels, but this is her in movies, and she is really
and,
good at what she does.
And that's what she does. So I was wrong. I take it back.
Plus, she's super hot.
Yeah, and God, she was so freaking great in Zoolander. I was watching.
Oh,
going,
I can't.
Man.
I gotta see it, man. I gotta see the trailer.
Well, not the new trailer.
Oh, new trailer. About. Oh my God. Yeah, you're gonna.
He's talking about.
I'm talking about the original.
The original.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
because yeah.
I rewatched it. And I was just like. I forgot how great she is.
The
yeah,
new viral
I forgot
trailer.
That was her.
It's funny. That's my point.
I was thinking you were talking about the new one. She nailed that role.
Because again, I was about 20 minutes. I'm like, that's Mila, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it sure the hell is. And she's great.
Yeah.
She's great. She never flinches one bit. She's totally nailing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Man. And we've got for Valentine's Day, we have the romantic comedy.
More like just comedy, because I'm going to laugh
Deadpool.
At it the whole way.
It is a comedy.
Yeah, but I'm going to laugh at it in the bad way.
Shut up.
I'm like, haha, they thought it was going to be good.
I'm so excited
for
Deadpool.
Are you really a Deadpool hater?
I'm
he
hating
just hates
on
it because I like it
I'll
so much.
I'll go see it still, because I have to give it its due process. But I still will find it guilty
everything
of being
I, everything
terrible.
That I've seen so far has been
Ryan
really
Reynolds
fun.
Always lets me down, man. Ryan Reynolds. Like, yeah. I'm sure he's a fine person in real life, but every movie I ever see him, I'm like, sorry, your acting is just not that great, man.
Well, I'm seeing it for Valentine's Day. This is why how I know I married the right person. Because that was her idea, by the way.
Valentine's Day.
Totally and completely. Want to see
the
Deadpool
scourge of the year, Valentine's Day.
I don't personally celebrate it at all, but if
Whatever.
You're going to celebrate it,
I know.
Deadpool. No,
I'm
going to
keep my eyes on you because I know something stupid's going to happen. I know it.
What, something you know something Every, stupid's
yes.
going to happen? We don't even acknowledge it.
I'm sure.
All right.
Just wait.
Whatever.
Well, I'm seeing Deadpool for Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm like,
in
if
the
you got to celebrate
it's
it,
going completely go uncut.
Let's go to the UK.
What's that?
In the UK, they said it's going to be ran completely unedited.
Well, the talk was they were trying to do that petition to make a PG-13 so younger audiences could see it.
No, but I'm saying
that was a terrible idea.
Terrible. It's Deadpool.
It's going to be rated R here, but they're going to do the uncut, like, super rated R version in the UK.
Well, we'll get that on DVD.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Well, they'll get in the theaters. So they're cooler than you already.
Well, yeah, they're in the UK. I know that.
They have better accents, too.
Yes.
Fuck off, man. Our lives aren't that great, all right?
Yep,
January sucks. Shut up.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for Deadpool. I think they're playing the character really well.
I think so, too.
And so, and I love this character, so I'm really excited to see it. And Milo's stupid.
Yep, completely. Totally.
All my points are valid. All
right. And then the last thing before we start ganging up on how stupid I am, Captain Phasma is said to come back in episode 8.
I think because of all the backlash, they will make sure that she gets a prominent role. And I think that she will be a really cool character.
Yeah, I don't think
Why wasn't she traitor? Why wasn't she?
Because they kill traitor.
Because
they could have.
Because they couldn't give her the code name of TR8R.
That should have been her. They made her terrible. But I'm glad at least that she's coming back.
I'm glad she gets a second chance. I think
Gwendolyn's a great actress.
She's an amazing actress.
What a waste. You know, they have her in the helmet.
And the armor is fucking kick ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everything about that character screams I should have been a badass. I'm a little winker.
What do you mean you don't know? Chrome Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Those two things together.
By the way,
did you guys read that was actually the original design for Kylo Ren and they liked it so much that they really wanted to find. So I think that's why her original role wasn't necessarily even as strong. There was cuts made, but also they liked that design so much that they wanted to put it on a character as well. But that was the original Kylo Ren. It just didn't work because it was too Stormtrooper.
Got it.
The thing is, it's difficult to do Stormtrooper battle scenes where it's like hand to hand where you're gonna be badass. Like they did it with the one guy, but it wasn't that long. So that's another thing. I'm open to the character being more involved.
She doesn't even have to be hand to hand combat as much as she just needs to be a more powerful commander.
Yes.
She doesn't have to,
there wasn't,
you know,
anything there.
We'll see how it fits. Like, I'm not having Captain Phasma.
They didn't even let her move her hands
around. She wasn't involved.
She was always holding the gun, just like walking, like had to walk all stiff and stuff.
Yeah. All right. But I'm excited. I'm saying that it's all fine. I welcome it, but at the same time, like, could have done without it. I don't care.
I like the character. I'm glad she's going to be back.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just don't want to leave it the way that it was left. I'm just going to say this because I'm already annoyed. Trevorrow, for
episode nine, he
won't shut up. He keeps like every week, oh, you know, look what I'm thinking about doing this. Now he's this week he's like, well, I think I'm going to film part of it on actual film because it has to have a retro look to it.
Why not?
He's a dumbass.
I mean that. Come on, if you're
dumbass.
No, if you know what?
Look,
I like Jurassic World, but if you're sharing that, like, don't share information. Like, don't
look.
Don't talk about your ideas.
We're like 4 years out.
Maybe
he's just like, oh yeah, I'm rewriting the script, and I got this idea, and then
it's
I think I'm gonna film it using.
Hey, maybe he's just fucking with you guys. All right.
No, he's not. He's an idiot.
You're an idiot. Look, I'm just saying the movie. Okay, first off, you guys are already sucking Deadpool's dick, and then you guys
are out this next
I
week.
Am.
You're sucking
this
episode
week.
8's dick. So why don't you just wait until the dicks are in front of your faces before you start sucking?
Well, you should. Say that to your buddy Trevorrow because he's the guy bringing the shit up.
I'm not sucking his dick yet.
You kind of are.
You kind of are.
No, I'm just saying, don't judge anybody's dick
until the episode comes out.
Exactly.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, it's just you
shut up.
When you have to take the example of how secretive this new one was and how exciting it became as a result of that. Like,
look,
he should be taking a cue.
Once you get to episode 8, episode 9 is not going to have that many secrets.
Yes, it's going. It should
no,
have
it's not.
A ton of secrets.
Look at Jedi. Not many secrets.
Right, the arc, but there are
and
still things to wait for and look out for.
Look at number 3. Well, there was no secrets in 1 through or 3, but I'm saying like 3.
Okay, but also nothing. Which
no,
one is the best of the
in.
3?
If you bring those in, you're
yeah, seriously.
You're defeating yourself.
But also, which one's the best of the 3?
2.
Exactly. So why not allow
Wait,
for some secrets to be revealed?
Oh, I thought you were talking about She said, no, what's the best of three?
No,
one,
I know
two,
what
three.
She's talking about. He's talking about the fifth.
But I'm saying Empire is the best because of the way...
Because of all of the things, the secrets that were revealed, all of the turnarounds, all the changes.
But that's
going to
be episode eight. He's not involved with episode eight.
Right, but what I'm saying is everybody loved it. And in retrospect, they should do a couple of reveals. Like, it doesn't have to be what it is in the second portion of this one. But at the end, fuck you, man.
Oh, is that me? I'm sorry.
She's right. You're wrong.
All right. Whatever. We can disagree all day. I'm not getting into Star Wars again for another hour.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, okay. So I'm taking the day off because my January sucked and I
I'm going to go have ice cream.
I am.
His right game was about suicide notes, but we were like, Kurt, no.
That's not funny.
It's not.
That's pretty funny, actually. That's pretty funny.
It's funny when you're mentally healthy.
I'm fine, everybody. I'm doing fine. So we're going to go on to Nerd Mixtape. Is that the plan?
Sure.
What you got?
Do you want to do Nerd Mixtape?
Who are you?
I was waiting for the audience to reply, but there's no audience. Okay. You can edit something in, maybe.
Well, you can educate me because I'm not all that familiar with this band.
Yeah, so the band, I'm actually going to, the only reason I'm talking about them, mainly because I'm going to go see them this month.
Me too.
It's February.
Yeah.
February 26th.
This is who you're playing for me yesterday, right?
The other day. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So the first album, so the band's called Lake Street Dive, and they're from Boston, or Massachusetts. I don't know necessarily Boston, but that area. And they're kind of like a folk jazz pop band.
It sounds weird, but really...
It's a little... it's almost like a little bit like an updated R&B, kind of. But
yeah.
Yeah.
If you listen to the whole...
jazz in there, but...
If you put the whole album together, though, you hear...
I would say more R&B than jazz.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the singers are jazz singers.
Talented.
But, so, the first album was Bad Self... Well, they had albums where they didn't really have original music on them. They had Fun Machine and a self-titled Lake Street Dive, which I own, but there's a lot of covers on there. And that was more jazz covers and blues stuff. And then they made Bad Self Portraits, which were... I discovered them in terms of... for my own musical taste, and it was I guess R&B, if everyone's gonna say that, and
just a little bit more updated than what is classical jazz, I feel.
Right, yeah,
they used more, it was more of a somber album. Like the first song is Bad Self Portraits, and it's about a guy leaving a girl, and she's like, I bought a camera to take pictures of us, but all I'm taking is bad self-portraits of a lonely woman. That's one of the lyrics.
It's really good.
But like that whole album is kind of like...
a good album to kill yourself to.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Oh, I like those.
It's good. It's really good.
That whole album is like, I met this person and I'm sad. And I met this person and I'm sad. But you don't really feel sad when you listen to it.
Yeah, no, it's not depressing.
And then I bought their Record Store Day one, which is Wedding Band and What I'm Doing Here. And it's kind of the same vibe. But now they're coming out with a new album February 18th, and it's called Side Pony, and I just ordered it the other day, and they released two singles, so I am actually pretty interested, because it sounds more upbeat, and it actually, the recordings sound like they beefed up some of the guitar and bass more on this. It's less piano-driven.
Yeah, it's when you play me, it sounds like the earlier stuff were a little bit more traditional music instruments.
It sounds
and
like
then,
early
late.
70s
nothing wrong with that.
Motown kind of feel. That's what I get from it. Anyways, it's kind of an interesting evolution of the band, and I think in terms of artists, they're definitely, right now, really great to go see and stuff, because they only cost you about $40 to go, and...
And they are very strong artists and musicians.
Yeah, that means that they're on their way to being an expensive band to go see. So I would kind of put it in your collection now so you can be cooler than everybody else. And also, what was I going to say? Oh, there is one more thing that I want to add for this. It's not related to Lake Street Dive, but cover of the year. I forget what magazine it was. But
oh,
it's
fuck you.
Cover of the year has been voted as... Creep by Postmodern Jukebox, sung by Haley Reinhart. Just want to throw that out there, because Haley Reinhart is a true artist, and I think everyone agrees with me on that one. And that's pretty much the end of Nerd Mixtape. So
Thank
I would say
God.
Yeah,
I would
nice,
say
nice wrap up there, pal.
I would say go see Lake Street Dive. They're on tour.
And when's new album
come out? And suck Haley Reinhardt dick.
New album?
Before I get insulted or my taste gets insulted again. February 18th is when the album comes out.
You can pre-order it already.
Have you heard any other tracks of the new one?
Well, I have the two. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, got it.
Call Off Your Dogs and
I Don't Need You Now,
I think is the other one. I can't remember exactly because I mean, I haven't memorized them, obviously, but they're both really good. One of them's kind of, they're both very Motown feel. It's a beefier sound than the last one. The last one was more of a somber, clean, backed off guitar, more piano.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's more of like the band itself because they don't really play piano in their shows. It's called Side Pony, and you can get it at nonesuchrecords.com. You can pre-order it now, and you can get the two tracks to download. And the cool thing is they do vinyl plus MP3 for $17 plus shipping. So,
cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Nerds mixtape suggestion for you for next week, but I'll give that to you later.
All right.
Pretty cool.
If it's Haley Reinhardt, I'm already on that one.
It's not. Just let you know.
Well, everyone should also check out Haley Reinhardt.
Let's get on to advice for the week.
Haley.
I hate you so much.
Mediocre advice from a decent human being.
All right.
Me.
Shut up. They're already prepped for this.
Me.
All right. So this week I figured I actually am taking this from a personal experience that happened on my drive in. The conversation of guy brain versus girl brain, which are very real things that happen. And the reason for the separation, I believe the girl brain and the guy brain are the reason for the separation that they say girls are from Venus, men are from Mars, kind of a deal, that it is so disparate. So the conversation basically ended.
Actually, it's women are from Mars, men are from Venus, so they can get their penis.
Shut up.
That was a joke back in the day. If anybody remembers that shit.
No. It was a terrible one.
Women are from Jupiter. This is what we used to say when I was little. Okay, so when I was 9, because it was hilarious, and you're a boy and you're 9, you don't like girls yet, so you'd say, girls are from Jupiter to get stupider and men are from Venus to get their penis. And that was hilarious.
You're so stupid.
It didn't make me sound any smarter, but you know. Hey.
Does that mean that you're getting the D, dude? Like, it sounds a little wrong.
I have nothing to say to that.
No, because you got
to
get it attached to Venus.
Anyways, detachable penis?
No, I hate that song.
I have some thoughts on this, by the way.
So, yeah, go ahead. Okay, so the ultimate. All right. Warm up your throats elsewhere. So basically the end conversation that I'll take you to the back and then we can reverse into it. The end conversation was basically women's brains are hyperactive and predetermine a lot of things, whereas men's brains are
turned off
and sitting in a closet waiting and only come out when it's too late.
They only come out when they need to do damage control.
No. It's not even damage control.
This is the man's superpower. And this is exactly why women get mad at men. It's because women are thinking about everything.
Everything.
Constantly. And
possibility, the probability of it happening. And you know what? Most of the time, it's towards the negative.
And here's the problem. As they ask the question to a guy who's sitting there, what do you think? What are you thinking about? And they say, nothing. And women don't believe them. But the truth is,
it's your superpower.
This is the male superpower. We have the ability to think about nothing. We can sit there and empty our brains completely, and there is nothing going on. So when we say
nothing,
we really mean, because a woman immediately thinks, oh, they're lying to me. Why are they lying to me? There's something must be going on if they're saying nothing.
And girl brain kicks in real hard if you say nothing.
And I'm not lying. We can do it. We can empty the brain completely.
So the conversation kind of happened as a result of talking about
disagree with that.
Like f- future and stuff, and just like the progression of relationships and how they work, mm-hmm. and just kind of going like a girl brain will go, this is you know, the next step in this relationship, but what if this happens and this happens, blah 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 blah, and what if this goes wrong and all of this stuff, like you start to align everything up. What am I giving up? What am I doing? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is that is on your mind as a girl that like might worry you about something, you know, is he gonna cheat on me, is he gonna blah blah blah, whatever it is, like that can potentially happen in a relationship, and this happens, a trigger is it happens to your friends. As girl brain's trigger is experiences your friends have. So your friend mentioned something that's like, you know, this happened to me, and then you're just immediately like, oh my god, that could happen to me, it's possible for anybody, blah, 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 blah. So you go a little bit crazy, you get, and then there's that whole thing of self-proclaimed prophecy where you make it so because you're thinking about it so much. But girl brain does that and thinks about every little thing that could possibly go wrong, could possibly go right, but then you're gonna let her down because you're not thinking about it as well. And then guy brain does this thing where, and what we were talking about was there is that side of guy brain that is actually completely, it's passive, but it wakes up at one point. And the point that it wakes up is usually when it's too late. And that means like, so the discussion we were having was just that the guy brain goes like, oh man, that girl that I dated for years and years just broke up with me. Why'd she break up with me? Did she leave me for somebody else? Was there something, was I doing something wrong? And it's not really like they're super active about figuring out how to fix it necessarily, but no. It does enter the brain as a, oh, should I have thought about this sooner? And if in fact it does create a big impact for the guy, which is rare, but it can happen. If it creates that big impact where it changes, where it makes them feel differently or whatever, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to act on it, but it's just this like curse of the passive guy brain that just the problem being, and the reason I said that in the beginning about women, you know, and men being from different planets, the problem being you never once had a time where you really crossed over with your crazies so that you could have a discussion and actually have a logical conversation.
Because this is true, because the guys aren't unfeeling.
It's not that.
It's just that it's all in the moment. It's all like now, like if you want to talk about something that's going to happen like down the road, we're like, why are you talking about that right now? That's not like a month away.
Yeah.
Guys don't work like that. Guys are like right now. And well, that's pretty much it.
And if right now is good, why would later not be?
Yep.
So, and a lot of times what ends up happening, and that's when the later brain kicks in, is like, it didn't realize that this whole time things necessarily weren't that great.
Although I think Milo's disagreeing here. He's thinking about it.
Well, I'm thinking about myself.
well, because I mean, there are absolutely exceptions, because
Milo has girl brain.
My lady has a guy brain. She doesn't understand this thinking thing at all. She's totally a dude.
Well, and the funny thing is,
I'm probably more girl brain than.
No, and there are differences, but it's like it's usually still a problem in communication within any couple.
Yep.
But like I have. The funny thing is, I'm like, people always joke that I'm like a dude in any of my like friendships or relationship or whatever it might be.
Yeah, total girl brain.
But
you
I'm do, such
and
a girl.
That's the norm. That is totally the norm.
I'm so yeah. such a girl.
I tend to. The thing is, I have to a certain extent. I think a lot.
But you have the clueless guy brain, like that you couldn't, you if like a girl was like after you or hitting on you, would be completely, it would
I'm
be
that
it
way
would
all
be,
the
it
time.
Would be, it would be like a half hour after, and the you would have went like, wait a minute, this is, did she say something to me?
But that's where I have guy brain, is where I'm just kind of like,
this is what I was
going
to touch
on,
though.
Did I miss that moment? I did. I always miss moments. Because
I only think a lot when it's affecting me.
That's
or
true.
Or when I'm like, because the first thing I think about when I start talking to a girl, I'm like, what am I giving up in terms of my individuality? Like, I think about all the things I can't just do on my own. I never think about, like, oh, shit, I can have, like, kids if I make this choice or blah, blah. No, I don't think that far. I just go, wait, is she going to force me to do something I don't want to do? Like, I'm very selfish in terms of that. So I think I have guy brain in the point that I think of exceptionally on self-preservation and like how I need to do things my way, and it needs to happen and it needs to work out for me. but I don't think about like a relationship as a whole. And a lot of the times, like later down the line, like I'll show somebody like a Facebook conversation and I'll be like, this person wouldn't leave me alone. And they're like, dude, that girl was like trying to ask you out. And I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I'm like, and then I'm later I'm like, oh man, I should have said something. She was actually kind of cool, but then I'm also
that's
like,
so dude,
but now yeah. I don't have
that's
to do nothing.
Dude. Yeah. So what's the advice? What would you say?
Here's the advice. The advice is kind of, you know what I've realized? My advice is just all about fucking communicating and saying something. Take a second, girl brain, settle your thoughts, put them through like the Spock filter for a second and really piece out what are your thoughts versus what aren't they, and then share them in a way that you can decipher. Here's girl brain and here's what logical me understands about what's happening, so that the guy can understand that you're not fucking crazy.
You ask the impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I do it.
You know that it takes me like
impossible.
I've had a lot of friendships.
Here's the thing. Hold on. Let me just finish with this part of it. The advice, the guy brain.
Me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but hold on. Guy brain. When that happens and they want to sit down and have a real conversation, you got to work real fucking hard, dig real fucking deep, and pay attention. And to just realize if something doesn't, like, if this person's trying to, like, actually have a conversation with you,
doesn't
just
work.
Listen.
No,
I think guys
I've
are good
married,
listener.
I've been married for 15 years, and it's because I learned how to.
Yeah, I think guys can learn, and I think guys are good listeners if you communicate with them properly. And the problem is a lot of times girls do that passive-aggressive communication because they've let something
sometimes,
sit too long.
Yeah,
don't
sometimes.
Do that. Yeah, that's the worst
time.
Way to get at
no,
it.
No, it's
yeah.
Let's not generalize, but I'm just saying, like, we just tend to, like, do that passive-aggressive thing as a female species.
Yeah, you cannot expect a guy to do the whole... If you do the passive-aggressive thing, it's the assumption that the guy will be able to know what you're thinking.
Nobody's a mind reader.
Guys are the worst.
All they do is get an angry.
But girls aren't either, because then they go, oh my gosh, this guy doesn't want to talk to me because X, Y, and Z. And maybe the guy's really busy. Like, haven't you ever had a day where you're just really busy at work? Like, it happens to everybody. Yep. So I'm saying it because... You can do it, because I'm not saying that I'm fucking perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I do it. I do let, you know, people know, like, this is my crazy side. This is my logical side. They're fighting. It's not necessarily going to be a solution for me to tell you this, but at least now you know where I'm coming from, so that if crazy pops in, you don't think like I'm completely insane. You know where it comes from, at least, you know?
Yeah.
No, and then it's up to the guy to take that information and be able to. My advice to guys is find a way to take that information and calm the crazy.
You know,
it'll help your relationship.
Yeah. The only answer I have is that one part where Darth Vader arrives on the Death Star, and this is the only thing that I can answer you with, when he's all like, you're running behind schedule. And then a perfect answer to what you were saying is where he goes, but he asked the impossible. I need more men. Like, that's all I think about when you're saying stuff, because... You're asking the impossible for people to sit down and ignore.
Kurt's been married forever.
And it is. It's primarily because it's like in just saying that the.
I don't know, man. I've had conversations
with women
that
she wants
like,
to talk. It's like, okay, you know, let's, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable for her to be able to just get that all out.
It's hard
and it's gonna
for
be
a girl to get
me
it out.
To go ahead and let it come out at me. But when you do, it works. It totally works.
It is, and that's a really good point.
Yeah,
it is
so much
it is,
better.
It will resolve in something better, but it is uncomfortable to do, and
absolutely.
It is hard. And what people have to understand, it is not easy for a girl. Just because she's the one having the conversation with you doesn't make it easy on her end to have to bring it up. Because a lot of times, people don't. If they're in a good relationship, they don't want to necessarily have a conflict. But they're just trying to get something out to avoid a bigger one later.
All right. But I got some side advice for this one, okay?
Side boob?
Because I've had...
I like missing side boob.
Because I've had these... I've
Show
had uncomfortable...
I've heard someone's got a calendar.
I've
side boob in.
It's got full frontal boob. I got some... advice on this one when it comes to conversations.
Why do you
that
always
are,
look at me like you're so mad about my advice? Jesus.
Because there's another side to it. So... If you're having an uncomfortable conversation, now this is, don't have a one-sided
the
conversation.
The side that you're about to have is probably going to be guy brain.
No.
I'm just going to put that out there. All right.
Don't
go
have
for
a
it.
One-sided conversation, because
let it roll.
I've had people talk to me and they're all like, and this is why this and this and this, I feel this way. And I'm all like, okay. And then I'm all like, so now let me tell you how I feel. And they're all like, why are we still talking about the problem? It's been solved. And I'm like, okay, your part of the problem was solved. So now you assume everything's good, but I haven't said shit. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, that's just a telling you that the relationship isn't a good dual-sided relationship.
You can say all you want, but I'm going to have my rebuttal. Yeah, and that's going
to
be
what has to be,
you know,
you have to.
So
have,
I've had too many one-sided conversations is all I'm saying. And that's why I don't really talk
I
to
think
a lot of people.
I think a lot of us have had more one-sided conversations than we have had the actual good dual-sided conversations. Otherwise, we'd be fucking like banging everybody.
Right.
I mean, to put it like in the most blunt way, we've had one-sided ones with people that we were in, you know, like couple relationships with and with friends. And that is why throughout your life, you haven't had all the same friends ever. Yep. It's just
the other thing
that's just how it
is.
Works.
If someone's being a dick, sometimes it's your fault. OK,
well, that's true, too.
That's another one.
All right.
Because for some reason in girl brain, when someone's a dick, that if they don't understand why. It's automatically someone else's fault.
I think that if you pulled back a little bit and you do the Spock filter, both men and women, if you do the Spock filter and think about the logical, you'll understand who's actually being the dick. Yes. And sometimes there is a reason that the other person is being a dick as a result of the other person being a fucking idiot.
And
it's totally
also
true.
Also on guy's side, if she's being kind of a bitch, you're normally like, what the fuck did I do?
Just don't escalate quickly. Just try to like I said, pull back, like do the Spock filter. Let's just call it the Spock filter and just try to be logical and be like, okay, she's being a bitch right now. Is it hormonal? Is it something I said? Did I call her mom fat? Like, what was it that could have happened? And try to like calmly assess that with her.
I also have an analogy to explain guy brain real quick before we probably end this.
Yeah.
Here. But have you ever spaced out driving your car and then realize you ended up where you're supposed to be
totally.
And you don't remember?
So scary. Yep.
And then you walk out of your car and you're all like, well, whatever, I'm here. But you never worried about like how many accidents you could have.
Or you're
got
like,
into?
Did I pass a red light? Like, what happened?
How many people did I kill?
That's guy brain.
That
the
is.
Minute you walk out of your car, like, fuck it, I'm here anyways.
that's guy brain all the time.
Pretty
that's
much.
Pretty yeah. awesome. Like, that's a good analogy.
How did I get to the end of this day?
That's an analogy women can understand too. Yep. I like it. Anyway, so that is, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of my advice is all about just opening up and being communicative, but I try to break it up through different parts that I go through.
That was
so there you go.
Fantastic.
And if you're having an argument with me, you're always wrong. So I mean,
pretty much, dude. You're exhausting.
You are. Yep. Okay. So final words, guys. What we got coming up this week? You guys do anything interesting?
I got to hang up some titties.
Oh, yeah. Milo's got to hang
you
up
do.
Titties.
Yep.
Damn titties. Down.
I'm going to see concerts with Milo and we're seeing Rival Sons and Lake Street Dive. Yeah, we're seeing
Rival Sons.
Sons
is February Friday. It's yeah. Friday.
And,
excellent.
And I am actually on my, like, I'm on a big, big project to work on International Tabletop Day, which is April 30th. So if you like tabletop gaming, pay attention to that and look at tabletopday.com or geekandsundry.com for that kind of that stuff will be rolling
April
out.
April 30th, huh?
Yeah, so there's a lot of time to plan, but things will start to roll out. And
do you guys need a band?
It's not as I haven't we haven't
tabletop day.
We haven't announced what we're doing necessarily and like done all of that business, but I'm just
hey, don't
kinda,
knock it until we're the band getting paid.
I'm like you know, eyeballs deep in that, but so I just thought I'd throw the
I'm always
I'd start
balls
to throw
deep.
All right. I thought I'd throw the reminder out there to like save the date on your calendar.
I'm going to Rival Sons, I forgot about, but Friday's fine. That's always a clear day pretty much.
I already said this before, but I got my Force Awakens X-Wing miniature game and went and bought myself an A-Wing and a B-Wing.
Oh, and thanks for the houndstooth.
Oh, yeah. And I got
nice.
You. I got you a houndstooth. I yeah, got him an early birthday
nice.
Present.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. And
really well detailed.
And I'm definitely, you'll see me on Instagram because I'm going to both review finally XCOM and the... the X-Wing game. It was pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We should play a little bit in-house next week.
Yeah. I didn't get to play.
I'll bring in a bigger table and we'll do a round.
I was going to say,
Yeah, we can't do it on a tiny table. We got to have something bigger for the X-Wing game because you will really like it. But that's all I got.
Yeah. That's it. That's all she wrote.
I'm always balls deep. I'll say that again.
We'll
see you suckers next time.
You going to show me your calendar?
I could bring it in next time.
Milo's going to Instagram the whole calendar and then I'm get kicked off.
He's gonna show
Hashtag
up and
free
it's
the
all,
nipples.
It's going to be all him with his like shirt off and shit.
In the same pose.
I'll tell you guys something. I'll hang it up.
The tops of his jeans just slightly unbuttoned.
I will bring it in.
Ew.
I'll bring it in next week and I'll show you what I mean. It doesn't have any pictures of me.
But.
I'm glad pictures of me make people vomit.
Dude, he's talking about you unzipping your pants and you're my brother. Like, yeah, I'm going to puke a little bit.
What if I really had to pee? It's the only thing I can do.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going
to
move on.
I'd like to apologize in advance.
Yeah,
blah,
I like.
Blah, blah, blah,
by the
blah,
way,
blah, blah,
this
anything.
Is just
blah,
the thing.
Blah, blah,
when
blah, blah.
The Powerball was like at $1 billion, I said I was just going to pay. I was going to pay a guy to raise squirrels for me so I could reenact that scene from The Iron Giant where I can go into diners and be like, I'd like to apologize to everyone in advance for this, and then unzip my pants and a squirrel would run through the restaurant.
I don't know why that's like his dream if he had that much money, but I guess that's what happens when you have too much money. You fucking
think
need to
about
go
like the reputation.
Squirrels.
Think about the reputation, like, oh fuck, it's a squirrel guy again. Like the minute I walk in.
I don't understand why you want that in life.
Okay.
And they
all right,
can't,
we're done,
they're all
we're
like,
done, we're done.
They're all like,
boy.
But why does he always bring a squirrel?
Make sure
they're
to
like,
phase out by
I
this
don't know,
point.
But he always apologizes in advance for it. Like, think about how apologetic and considerate I am about my pants squirrel coming out.
Pants squirrel.
Your pants squirrel coming out of your dick butt, dude?
Yeah! I'll commission a dick butt costume.
Have a great week, everybody.
See ya. Pants it's going to be February.
That's the word of the day, pants
get
squirrel.
Get out of jail. I haven't read that many, not a single one in school. January. But I enjoy a good one on vacation by the pool. When you're rather pervert on hot chicks by the pool. No! Never actually read the book. Never actually read the book. Never actually read the book. No, I've never actually read the book. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Front to back. Page to page. Front to back. Never read that many, not a single one in school. But then I enjoyed good one. I got a quick confession.